Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
So you want to be a real estate investor, but you don't want to do the work. If there were only a way where someone else could do it for you. Now there is. Tune in here each and every Tuesday on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show for Turnkey Tuesdays with your host, Mercedes Torres.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Turnkey Tuesdays brought to you by Epic Real Estate Investing. My name is Mercedes Torres, your turnkey girl, and I help busy professionals acquire passive income through real estate investing so they can retire even sooner. So on this show, I share tips, advice, and real-life real estate experiences so that you too can create passive income in your world. That said, if this is your first time here, glad you made it. Make yourself at home. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. Well, in a matter of days, this coronavirus, COVID-19, if you will, has drastically changed the world. I mean, the Epic family, and I'm sure your family too, has asked questions like, how long will this last? Or how bad is it really going to get? Or what should we do next? It appears as if during these unprecedented times of uncertainty, quick and clear answers just do not exist. In fact, if you're a regular listener, the last 2 weeks I have invited and interviewed industry experts specifically towards the mortgage lending industry because I wanted you to hear from experts what this situation is causing the mortgage lending industry to react and what that means to us passive income seekers or those busy professionals that pick up two rentals a year, for example, because I want to know how it's impacting those investors. So where does that leave us? I mean, we are all experiencing some sort of change in our lives, all of us. Now, there is upside and downside to this whole situation. The downside is, you know, employers are forced to having to let people go. And in some cases, many employers are shutting the doors to their business because they're not able to stay open. I mean, specifically in Los Angeles County, there have been restaurants and beauty salons and spas that have literally shut the doors to their operations. And some of us are forced to work from home. Now, there's an upside to that, I guess. Many of us now are granted the time that we've never had before to stay home all day. Now, some of us are enjoying Netflix all day long. Some of us are spending quality time with our families and we're being forced to homeschool our children. Heck, in fact, I'm having dates with my sisters. Last night, I had a video Zoom date with my four sisters who are in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Las Vegas, where we got together on a Zoom call with a glass of wine and we just talked about what's going on in our world. Now, I've never done that with my sisters because it was always chatting or quick texts or getting together for family reunions. But now we are all practicing social distancing and just kind of obeying the getting to stay at home and quarantine ourselves. So back to the original question, where does that leave us? Well, we are all in the same place that throughout history, other people in the past and other real estate investors around the world have been left with during similar times. Now, think about the Great Depression or the crash of the mortgage industry in 2008. Now, the difference today is that we're in quarantine. Some states have mandatory quarantine and others have a voluntary quarantine. In fact, some states have no restrictions at all, but luckily humans are practicing being good humans and listening to what they're suggesting about social distancing. But we have the choice to make whether we want to quarantine or not, because as of right now, there is not a national lockdown. And with that choice, we can freeze and watch from the sidelines of what is transpiring around the nation, not necessarily just with the coronavirus, but what we're choosing to do with our time. We have a choice to make the most of this situation and stay home and educate ourselves and learn about what we haven't had the opportunity to do in the past because we're too busy with work or we're too busy with taking the kids to hockey or soccer or karate or ballet. Now we are being forced to stay home directly or indirectly, and it is entirely up to us what we choose to do. But here is the beauty of it. We can choose to do something so that when we're allowed to resume our normal lives, we can meet the next opportunity prepared. Preparation will certainly help us overcome fear, but it will also allow us to reap the benefits of what the nation is going to put before us when we're ready to resume life as normal. And in my opinion, in my humble opinion, it never hurts to be prepared for anything. So, what I have personally done is I've jumped into more of the world of studying and applying proven methods of past cyclical economic downturns because history repeats itself. It's a given. And while we've never experienced a quarantine in my lifetime, we have experienced a down real estate market. And we have experienced high unemployments in the past. And we've also experienced that our nation picks itself up after a catastrophe. And this doesn't happen by coincidence. This happens because you and I make a decision. We choose to make ourselves better and prepare ourselves. So why would this situation, why would the fact that we're quarantined in our homes and the fact that we're practicing social distancing, why would this situation be any different? So let's be ready for what's next. And what's next is already happening. I mean, last week, Matt and I saw a huge uptick in investor activity across all of our platforms, both with EpicRealEstate.com and Cashflow Savvy. I mean, Epic Real Estate teaches you a step-by-step method on how to become a real estate investor. And Cashflow Savvy, well, that's the turnkey portion of our business that does it all for you, where we buy the houses, we fix them up, we place tenants in them for you, and we rent the properties so that you, the investor, can reap from that turnkey property that you purchase from us. Now, I know this sounds like a total pitch, a shameless plug, if you will, but the reality is, I don't care where you choose to follow the real estate advice and expertise or the trends that you specialize. I don't care who you're following. What I care about is whoever you follow, make sure the source is credible. So do your homework, but follow someone and something that's going to allow you to prepare yourself for what's coming next, because what's coming next is already happening. And what I really care about is that you really prepare yourself, not only mentally, but financially, despite these down times, because they are happening. Now, I have a good idea as to why the activity on our websites is soaring, because many people are stuck at home with this coronavirus. I mean, some of us are, you know, have been laid off. Some of us are choosing to practice the quarantine. Some of us have mandatory quarantines, and some of us have been furloughed. Regardless, we now have a little more time on our hands than what we had before. But the reality is, people are needing to look for a new source of income. And let's be real. Real estate is a necessity, just like food and water. People need a roof over their heads, just like they need food. And the virus has a clear ripple effect in the economy, and most are forecasting major changes in the housing market during this quarantine and what I'm going to say, this recession. This means there is going to be massive opportunities and new opportunities in the real estate sector when this whole thing is over. So why wouldn't you want to position yourself? Why wouldn't you want to be prepared to take advantage of that opportunity that has been placed before us? Take some time to dive into what can be the opportunity that we've all been wanting. Now, finally, we have a break from our 9 to 5. And now we have to stay home during that break. Well, have you considered making that break a permanent break? To possibly quit the job that you maybe hate? To spend more time with your children that you've been wanting to do forever, but you've never had the opportunity to do that? And to dive into the space that you've been trying to dive into since forever ago, but you never have time to do it? Well, guess what? Now you have time. You're being forced to stay home. And you can do this now without sacrificing going to work. Quite the contrary. Get geared up so when this whole thing is over, you've placed yourself in a position where you can reap from the real estate market. Because I believe wholeheartedly, when this whole thing is over, there will be massive opportunities in real estate to reap from. I mean, it's a given. Prices are going to drop. Now, I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody does. But homeowners are going to freak out, and they're going to start to sell at a discount, which means prices are going to drop all over the United States. And people are still going to need a roof over their heads. So why not position yourself financially and mentally to be the owner of real estate that is going to allow you to rent a property to those that need a roof over their head? It's a beautiful thing. Out of every mishap, out of every horrible situation, my mother would always say, there's an opportunity. Reap the opportunities in this absolutely unprecedented time and prepare yourself for what's coming tomorrow. That's it for today, my friends. As always, I truly hope that this week's episode got your wheels turning. But if you need a little pep in your step or you need to reach out to us, we're still here. feel free to reach out to me at cashflowsavvy.com. Go download your Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income or send me a quick email, whether through our website or me directly, mercedes@epicrealestate.com. And I will be here to support you during this unprecedented, god-awful time that we are experiencing that I know we are going to come out of together. Make it an epic week.
If waiting for your investments to grow feels like waiting for paint to dry, there's a powerful secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know. You can accelerate your investments' growth by 2, 3, or even 4 times.
That's bad news for Wall Street,
but great news for you. We're Cash Flow Savvy, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to take control of your investments and double, triple, or even quadruple their returns. And it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to cashflowsavvy.com. That's cashflowsavvy.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.